Everybody, it's that time on the weekend. That's right, we made it. I promised you we would. Christine, how's the birthday hangover? Anything? Anything? Are you good?
No, yeah, I am fabulous. I'm great. I'm up. I'm, it's all about the coffee.
Yeah, that's for sure.
It was so much fun last night. We just laughed and oh my God, talk about just belly laughs. That's that laughter thing that I just think is so healing and just fun. It's fun. So we had a really good time, you guys. We'll post some pictures.
That's right. I will make sure to get something gets out there.
Yeah, we should.
All right, you guys, it's the weekend. So this is what I want to share about the weekend. For us, it is a weekend of gathering together and loving people right where they are in our lives. This unconditional love and acceptance and joy and play and fun. And how is that moving in your life? Who is it that you simply need to connect to, give a hug to, send them a shout and tell them that you love them? You tell people around you. Do it now. Do it today. Do it this weekend. Surround yourself with the people and the events and the abundance that is right there. It does not have to cost a lot of money. It does not have to cost any money. It's simply reaching out and reconnecting. We all need it. For me, this weekend is all about keeping what's first and priority and important first in my life. And it is so, it's hard to describe, Christine. It's over the top and wonderful and celebratory. And it feeds you and it feeds other abundance in your life. And it all feeds together. And then what do? You pay it forward. You pass it on. And that's what I want to do today for each and every one of you. Pay it forward, pass it on, and so it goes. Keep on moving that energy. That's my hot minute for this very celebratory weekend, Christine.
Oh, and my hot minute is all about cooking.
Right on.
I love to cook. I love to cook. And here's the reasons. There are multiple reasons why. It's not reason. It's multiple reasons. I like to go to the grocery store and I like to walk through the process of thinking about the menu and then creating this meal and then finding the produce that I am going to need. And then when I come home and I prep the kitchen before I go, so it's all ready. It's a luxury actually at this point in my life because we're so busy, but what I appreciate about it is this process where I just get to fall into it, one of my passions. I'm really a good cook. I'm really, really a good cook. When I have the time and I'll put on music and I'll light some candles and I'll be in the space where I'm prepping, and it's ceremonial in many ways, but it also feeds me. And then guess what happens? It feeds others. And I am in a place where, the meal itself is secondary to how I was nurtured during that time. And I wonder how much we put that importance on nurturing ourselves in a week, let alone a month. I mean, yes, it is such a joy to bring this act of self-expression and self-nurturing to others, right? I'm really, really conscious of when I am cooking food, what state am I in when I am preparing that food? I will be a dog on a bone about that with you guys, because everything is energy. Nothing is solid. And so what kind of energy are you placing into the food while you are preparing it for your family? Yeah. So I don't think it's more, for me, it's more about sharing an experience as we have this experience through the weekend of people we adore and who really have been there as a true support system for us through the ups and the downs and the good, the bad, the ugly, the challenge. Those of you who have held me to remind me of holding that space inside of myself of potential or possibilities of any situation that I have yet to stumble upon, to hold it sacred. I get to be with my people and my family, and I get to cook for them. And that is my honor because it is a place that nurtures me, and ergo I can flip around and present to them something that is sacred and ceremonial. Find a place that you can do that for yourself. And if you can't find it, if you don't know what that is, guess what the great news is? You can talk to us about it. We've got a comment section. You can say, guys, I don't understand. You can talk to us and we respond because we're not just floating heads out there. That's our point. We want to be accessible to you, and we'll keep on reminding you about that. It's my hot minute, Deb.
And that's another hot minute.